Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 220, a review of Lesson 200, There is no peace except the peace of God. In paragraph number 4, it says, "Come home. You have not found your happiness in foreign places and in alien forms that have no meaning to you, though you sought to make them meaningful. This world is not where you belong. You are a stranger here. But it is given you to find the means whereby the world no longer seems to be a prison house or jail for anyone. Freedom is given you where you beheld but chains and iron doors. But you must change your mind about the purpose of the world if you would find escape." Today, the Course in Miracles is asking us to understand that the purpose of the world is only for the healing of the mind of the child of God. If we accept that this is its only purpose, then we will release all illusions, all goals that lead us off into nowhere. This does not mean that you live your life in a closet, or you stop acting or doing what's in front of you to do. What it does mean is that you acknowledge that everything you see with your eyes is the effect of your mind. It is the effect of your past thoughts. And in this one very powerful moment, the moment of now, you have the opportunity to choose again. You can choose to remember the truth of who you are. And as you hold on to this truth, as you tap into this natural state of being, you will see with your eyes the effects of your choice. Today, dear God, help us to choose to accept our true identity, to know that we are one with you. We are incapable of sickness, disease, and even death. The only reason that we see or experience these things is because we have accepted them as true in our mind. Today, let us come home to you, first in our mind and then with the totality of our being. And as we choose to come home, the first thing that happens is our life goes from being a challenging experience to a very happy dream that is consistent and peaceful. We are entitled to happiness. It is God's gift to us. It is His will that we have everything. If this is not your experience right now, if you don't feel that you truly have everything and that your heart longs for nothing more, then it is important to turn inward and to accept the gifts that have already been given. This is done as we release and let go of what is not true, and we hold no other goals. Today we accept what is true in the place of what is false. There is no peace except the peace of God.